Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville CPA Kevin Wadley to talk to us about end-of-year donations. Lots of people are doing charitable donations during the holiday season towards the end of the year. What's some information that people should know about when it comes to year-end charitable donations?
Good question, Tony, and really the biggest thing they need to know about is documentation. There is a rule in the tax code that's been on the books for a long time. It's not been enforced in the past, but in recent years it has been, and that is anyone that donates to any charitable organization an amount of $250 or more during the year, not at any one time, but total during the year, needs to have a written document from that charity stating that no goods or services were provided in exchange for the deduction to substantiate their deduction. If they don't have that, the IRS does have the ability to disallow that deduction.
So that means they'll cut into their taxes and stuff like that, correct?
It can. Obviously, the big situation here is whether or not a taxpayer is audited. If they are never audited, it's never an issue. But most audits happen within a year and a half to 2.5 years after the tax return is filed. We all have an opportunity to forget over that amount of time. And then trying to go back and find our records and then discover something's not there makes for a very stressful situation. So I know all of these charities are more than happy to receive our dollars. And I also know they're more than happy to comply with whatever our needs are.
So is it just a matter of getting the information from the charitable organization themselves? Do they usually have forms like this? Is it dependent on the organization? Or is there a standard that comes out there that people can get as well that makes it a little bit easier when it comes to putting together their stuff for their taxes?
Another great question. I don't know that there's actually a standard document that exists. It does depend on the type of donation. For example, a cash donation, writing a check, sending a money order, what have you. Most of the charitable organizations have a standard letter that they issue. And in that letter, they will acknowledge the amount of donation, the date of the donation. Once again, the no goods or services statement, that's very imperative that is in there. When we go to the non-monetary donations, that gets to be a little bit different. For example, taking clothing and other items to Goodwill, that's a big one. First of all, folks, you need to get a receipt from them. It might be initialed by an employee, and maybe the date is written on the slip, and then it's left to you to fill in the blanks. That's just fine. But I really recommend you have an itemized list of the items in that bag of clothing that you bring in. Personal experience. Last year, I had 6 bags. I convinced my son to itemize that list, and I was glad I did because my deduction turned out to be far greater than what I would have taken if I would have just counted the bags. Another popular item is old cars being donated. And this is something that I believe in the past was a bit abused, and the IRS has gotten a bit wiser about it. If, folks, you decide to donate a car, make sure to take down pertinent information. There is an IRS form for donating vehicles. Have to have the VIN, have to have the mileage, have to have some sort of support on the value taken on that vehicle. So if you have any questions, call your tax preparer. They should be able to assist you with that process.
Sounds like it can be kind of complicated for the bigger donations, certainly, when it comes to that. And you mentioned about how making the non-monetary donations can be itemized and stuff like that as well. What final advice would you like to give to people when it comes to getting their deductions set when it comes to these types of donations?
The best advice is, if you don't know for certain, please ask. Right now, one of the big things going on in Knoxville, we got the big announcement, Coaches versus Cancer. Lots of people donate lots of things to that silent auction. Don't be afraid to ask those that are in charge to give you a statement of, here is what you donated and the approximate value. At least then you have that documentation. If it's not needed in the future, wonderful. We have overkill. But if it is needed and you don't have it, that makes things a little bit more difficult. So don't be afraid to ask for that statement.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville CPA Kevin Wadley, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.